This is Harry Murray at Murray's Fly Shop in Edinburgh, Virginia. We'll do a podcast for you on what's going on in the smallmouth fishing in the Shenandoah drainage, also what's going on in the trout streams that's effective here in this early part of August. These techniques and flies that we're using now will probably be effective well into the middle of September, and we'll do another update at that time. Actually, some of the best fishing we've had in many years is taking place both on the North and South Fork of the Shenandoah River. The best area on the North Fork tends to be from Woodstock downstream to Tom's Brook. The South Fork we're doing real well from Luray down to Siegfried's Landing. Now, the last 2 hours of the day has been giving us our best fishing once the light gets off the water. We're doing well fishing the Shenandoah Blue Popper size 6, the Shenandoah Chartreuse Chugger on a 4, and the Shenandoah Slider in Chartreuse color on a 4. Now, once the light gets off the water, we're taking the fish out in the middle of the stream on these surface bugs. You can still use these same surface bugs during the day, but I find that I get a whole lot better action if I go back against the shaded banks. If you've got well-shaded banks under the sycamores and the oaks along the stream bank, where the water is all hip-deep, cobblestone bottom, that type thing, you can take these bass along those shaded banks all day long on these surface bugs. Now, if you want to go out and fish the open part of the river below the riffles and ledges, then you'd probably be better off going underwater. The ones we've been doing exceptionally well with are the Murray's Marauder Chartreuse in a 6, the Pearl in a 6, and Ed Shank's White Streamer in a 6. Throughout the middle of the day, out in the middle of the river, below the riffles and everything, that's been our best fly. And the way I fish those is cast them across stream below those riffles, let them sink down deeply, and then strip them back about 6 inches every 10 seconds. That lets it swim down close to the stream bottom where these bass are feeding at that time of the day. If you need help finding these areas, just call me or swing into the fly shop, and I'll pull the maps and help you find these good areas. The half-day schools that we've been doing have been real popular. We still have openings on these. Now, these we meet here on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 9 o'clock, go directly to the stream, and fish till 1 o'clock. We only take 4 people in each class, and it runs $98. And this would help you if you've been fishing for 10 years or if you're just getting started. So if you want to get in on those half-day classes, just let us know, and we'll be glad to help you. Now, on the trout deal that's going on, now, like I say, we're talking here in early part of August, and I think it's going to hold up pretty well into September. We're getting good, solid rains every week, which have kept these streams up better than I have ever seen them at this time of the year. Now, I'm talking about the Wild Mountain brook trout streams in the Blue Ridge Mountains and the Allegheny Mountains. We've lost major hatches, of course, so I'm going to terrestrials using the Murray's Flying Beetle in a 16 and 18, Ed Shank's Cricket in about a size 16, Mr. Apidan Ant in a 16, and the Murray's Housefly in a 14 and 16. And I'm fishing these upstream dead drift in these mountain trout streams. Now, since the water is real clear, the trout are wary. So in many cases, I'm approaching these pools on my hands and knees, using a very careful cast. I never false cast over the pool. If I need extra length measuring cast on the side, I'll go over to the side of the pool in order to do that. But I try never to false cast over the pool itself. Now, the head of the pool, the water beside the head of the pool, right where the riffle's coming in, the trout up in there are not as wary as they are further down into the pools. So what I do there is stay back in the lower part of the pool and make a longer cast up into that faster water on each side of the pool. Now, the problem arises here that these longer casts can give you a dragging dry fly. Of course, that'll turn the fish off like everything. So what I do, I stay back the lower part of the pool, do a puddle cast. Now, if you don't know what a puddle cast is, you're throwing slack line into the line and leader itself, which enables the fly to drift more naturally than it would if the fast current would grab it. To perform the puddle cast, this was Vince Marinaro's cast, to perform the puddle cast, you put a little more line in the air than you need to reach the spot you want your fly to fall. But you stop the rod abruptly about a 45-degree angle up over the stream. This allows the line and leader to fall into a puddle. The fly will drift naturally, and you'll get your fish right away. Now, the best areas on these streams we're still finding in the head of the streams. I'd go in off the Blue Ridge Parkway, the Shenandoah National Park, going up Skyline Drive, hike down, go into the headwater streams, and park at the access points on top of the Skyline Drive. We call it the trailhead. All these are marked. If you need trouble and need help finding these locations on the headwater of these streams, just call me and I'll help you. They're also listed in my book, Virginia's Blue Ribbon Streams. But take advantage of this trout fishing now, because we never know how long these streams will hold up. But I think we're going to be in good shape at least for another month. So if you have any questions on either the bass or the trout fishing, give me a call at Murray's Fly Shop, and I'll be glad to help you on all of this. That's 540-984-4212. Thank you very much.